Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How are we doing today? Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Sorry for the African time. I didn't know that you do that in London too. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Father, we bless your name. Thank you for your lovely word. Hallelujah. Can you close that door, please? That door. Okay. Thank you, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Father, speak. Father, lead us. What you will say, oh, God. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, oh, God. Oh, thank you, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Nanny, come. Sister. Yeah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. The word from the Lord to you is to look unto the Lord. I've loved you with an everlasting love.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I've loved you with an everlasting love. Don't look around you. Look up to me. Hallelujah. Recognize me. Come up. Hallelujah. I will show you a place to be. Hallelujah. Just listen to me, say the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Father, we glorify you. We pray for a ministration of grace to the brethren around here. Hallelujah. We pray, oh God, that you will touch broken hearts today.
Amen.
You will open the door for the people to see what you are planning for them.
Amen.
The great love that you've prepared for them. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, oh God. Let the scales be fall off the eyes of the people today.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, the spirit of heaviness, let it be lifted up. Let there be joy. Let there be gladness in your presence, oh God. Let there be love in your presence. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Okay.
As soon as, before I started praying, as soon as I get in front of the altar, I saw a bow, that's a ribbon, you know. Then gradually, then I saw a bell, you know. You know those Christmas tree, the way they tie the ribbon later on top of the bell.
Amen.
Yeah, that's exactly what I saw.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Are you hearing the bell of the Lord today? Hallelujah. You know when the high priest will move into the presence of God, there used to be bells tied at the hem of the garment. And the bells will normally ring as the high priest is moving on. Hallelujah. That is the call of the Lord in this hour. Hallelujah. Brethren, the Lord ministered to me this moment right now. He's saying the time has come to what? To enter.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Enter. Hallelujah. Noah, after laboring for a season, entered into the ark. Hallelujah. He entered into the ark and the Lord ushered him into a new world. Amen. God is saying now the time has come to what? Enter. Hallelujah. Enough of, you know, hanging around the door. Amen. The time has come to enter. Enter beyond the door. Hallelujah. So that you can find life. Life. Life abundantly. This is what God was ministering when Noah entered into the ark. He was trying to show us that there is a door into the spirit realm. There is a door into the realm of eternity. There is a door into the realm of paradise. There is a door into God's kingdom, into the place of glory which no man knoweth. Hallelujah. It is a realm where the beasts have not seen. Hallelujah. The beast talks of the natural man. The the natural man is not aware of this realm. Hallelujah. It's a place where God puts an end to darkness. Hallelujah. When man now begins to realize the totality of the love of God, when man begins to know what paradise is, experience it experientially here on earth. Hallelujah. The time has come to go beyond the door. Hallelujah. And you cannot live in two worlds.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You cannot do what? Live in two worlds. Amen.
Amen.
You cannot live in this world and in God's kingdom. It's impossible. Amen.
Amen.
Now, these are some sacrifices we are going to learn tonight. How we have to begin to let go of certain things to find true life on the other side. Hallelujah. This is what God is ministering to us in this hour. Amen. Some of us we've met. We've known each other for over 20 years. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the Lord is saying the time has come to move on. Hallelujah. Blessed are those rather who do my word. Blessed are those who do my will. Not those who hear my will, my word. Not those who speak my word. But those who do my word. Hallelujah. And we know that the perfect will of God is that you lose your life, your worthless life in this world. Amen. The perfect will of God is to begin to walk according to the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That is the will of God. Oh, hallelujah. You know, the Greeks went up in the Feast of Tabernacles to meet Jesus. And Jesus did not even look at them. When they told him some Greeks have come to look, he just told them, look, you have to die. Unless a grain of corn, he remains alone. Hallelujah. The Greeks are people who carry knowledge, who carry understanding. You know, scholars. You know, they came to, they knew that Jesus Christ was a guru. He was a master. Amen. Don't let this word offend you. Amen. Jesus was a guru. You know that? He was a teacher. He was a master, teacher, guru. You know, he was a teacher. Hallelujah. And, you know, they knew, they went there to go and gather knowledge from him to hear. Amen. But he told them, look, that is not the matter here. Yeah? You have to what? Die. That is what the whole gospel is all about. Amen. You can just know only one chapter in the Bible. Amen. If you get the mystery in that chapter, that is enough to give you life. Amen. You don't have to know the whole Bible. You don't know all those things are what? They don't mean anything. It's the Spirit behind it. Hallelujah. Some people who don't know fish and people who don't know book. Who don't know book, they go enter first.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the time has come to do, to perceive what the Spirit is saying. Amen.
Amen.
That our lives are what? Worthless. Amen. Worthless. No one got the revelation. Amen. That those who live on the earth will be swept away with destruction. Amen. Ruin. They will be destroyed. Hallelujah. He got the revelation and he entered into that door into the Spirit. Hallelujah. He got the revelation of Christ and he started to walk according to Christ by faith in Christ. Amen. And he was ushered into a new realm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as he does these things, people around are not aware. People go about their business. Amen.
Amen.
Their mind and, you know, intermarrying and, you know, trying to make a name upon the earth. Hallelujah. But he realized, he got a vision that the only foundation that there is the foundation upon the rock of ages. Hallelujah. And we see that Noah ended up on the peak of Mount Ararat. He ended up on Mount Zion. Hallelujah. He ended up in a new realm. Hallelujah. God is showing us that door today. Please turn to the book of Revelation chapter 4. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 4. From verse 1, after these things I looked and behold the door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up hither, and I will show you things which must take place after this. Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold the throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Hallelujah. Now I think you can see what the Lord is saying now to each and every one of us. That same word is what? Come up hither. Hallelujah. God is about to show us things to come in the ages of what? Of Christ, God's kingdom. Things to come. Hallelujah. Something we are about to experience right now. Hallelujah. Amen. For those who can receive this word in the spirit and know the urgency of the voice of the Spirit. Hallelujah. You, if those people who can understand what the Lord is saying, come up hither. Come up hither means a lifting up from the earth. Hallelujah. From the lower realms. Hallelujah. Of humanity and coming up hither into the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Come up hither through that door. And what he enters through that door. We know the Spirit of God is given to us to know the things that are to come. Amen. Because this present system is what? It's passing away. Hallelujah. How many of us have had relations who have passed away? Or friends who have passed away? Amen. I suppose they are still feeling, thinking they will meet somewhere in that form. Some people still think that they will meet daddy and mommy in the sky in heaven. And they will be with them forever again. Yeah, we shall meet, but in the spirit. Amen. The spirit is the real essence of our being. Praise God. So things to come, he's showing us things to come that will never pass away. Hallelujah. Move on. He goes on, he says, immediately I saw, that's verse 2, immediately I saw in the spirit, I was in the spirit, and behold, the throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne, and he who sat there was like jasper and sardis stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white robes. And they had crowns of gold on their heads. And from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which were the what? Seven spirits of God. And before the throne, there was a sea of glass, like crystal, and in the midst of the throne, around about the throne, four living creatures, full of eyes, in front and in back. Amen? The four living creatures were one like a lion, one like a calf, one like had the face of a man, and the fourth was like a what? Flying eagle. Amen. The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes round about and within. Amen. And they did not rest day and night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's stop there for now. I just read all that scripture. I bet most of you have read those scriptures before, have you? Amen. So that, because I just want to be free, flow. Praise God, thank you. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen, let's move on. So God is showing us things to come. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, praise God. Things to come. Things to come, hallelujah. He saw in heaven a throne, and one seated upon the throne, hallelujah. And God ministered by the Spirit and began to reveal to the church in this hour. Listen, brethren. What John was seeing was you and I seated on the throne of the Father. He was seeing a mirror image of himself in God's kingdom. Hallelujah. This is sound very strange. Amen. But these are realities that God is exalting us to in this hour. In the spirit. Because like it says in the letter to the church of the Laodiceans, those that overcome, I will do what? Grant to sit with me on my throne the same way I sat. I overcame and sat on the throne of my Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brethren, this is where we fell from the beginning. We all were the ones sitting on the throne in the beginning, in God. Amen. But we descended. We descended into this lower realm of humanity, where we started to live as human beings, and we lost a touch of who we are. Amen. God created man in his image and in his likeness. The Bible says he gave man all what? Dominion and authority. Everything that is of God is invested in his sons. Amen?
Amen.
Which is you and I. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
See, those of us who will find ourselves through this gate, we find ourselves ruling and reigning in Christ, seated in another consciousness, a consciousness of absolute dominion. Amen?
Amen.
Christ is our life. That is our true identity. We are Christ. Don't you understand my point? Hallelujah. But we slept. We slept in our humanity. That is why we have suffered and we have gone around living in fear, moving about like vagabonds, not knowing that who we are. Amen. Fear of tomorrow, isn't it? What you eat, what you wear, isn't that what governs this world? That is what governs this world. What will happen tomorrow? Praise God. Not knowing that everything that you ever need is already at your disposal. Hallelujah. Amen. Like our brother was sharing yesterday about the prodigal son. He was dead. In his dead state, he lost all consciousness of the fact that he had everything. He had riches. Amen. Until he woke up and realized that, you know, what am I doing here? And he began an ascent back into the Father's presence. Praise God. And when he got back to the Father's presence, the Father told him, all that I have is what?
Yes,
you are me and I am you. Amen. It never changed. It never changed, brethren. It never changed. But the prodigal son forgot. That's why he lowered himself and started feeding with pigs. With humanity. Men are pigs. Hallelujah. Carnality. You see a pig looking down into the mud. It talks of carnality. Amen. That's why he says you shouldn't eat pig. You shouldn't eat pig because pig symbolizes fellowship with men, with carnality. Amen. Of course, I had bacon this morning. Nobody will take my bacon from me. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we're talking spiritual things here. The Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is simply saying that he descended into the realm of pigs, of humanity. Amen. Men are what? Pigs. Amen. You see them in suits and all their pigs. Amen. They like dirty places, you know. That's where you quarrel, bitterness, anger, all these pigs. Carnality, they work. You wash a man. You see, how many times you try to be good? You can't be good as a man. Forget it. You wash a pig, it will always go back to the mud. Amen. Because the mud is his environment. It's a carnal nature. Amen. In likewise manner, flesh and blood cannot inherit God's kingdom. Flesh and blood is humanity, is man. Praise God. The prodigal son got up to his consciousness. He awoke and began an ascent. Amen. And he got back. He was reconciled in one with the Father. He was giving a ring. Who talks of what?
Authority.
Amen. That is the same authority. So that when he speaks, you hear the Father speaking. Amen. I and the Father are? They are not two things. Amen. Let us not be afraid. You know, when people hear this thing, they are a bit cautious. They don't want to go into error. Don't be deceived. Don't be afraid. Amen. I and the Father are one. This is the reality. This is the reconciliation that Christ Jesus Christ brought for us. Amen. Hallelujah. I and the Father are one. Don't be timid. Don't be shy about this whole thing. Confess it and walk in the reality. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, if you and the Father are one, you are seated on the throne with God the Father. Amen. When John was taken up to that door, God was showing him things to come. Amen. Things to come, talks of things in Christ, things in God's kingdom. Hallelujah. How many of us realize that we must know the things to come? God will always reveal his things that are about to happen. Hallelujah. Because some of us right now, very soon we'll start to walk in another realm, in another dimension. Hallelujah. Praise God. Mark it. Hallelujah. We'll move on. So the Bible says that around that throne there were what? 24 what? And they were clothed in what? White. What are these white garments talk about? Righteousness of the... It is the same garments that we all lost when we descended. Praise God. When we descended, we lost that covering of light. It's a light garment. If you look at the original, it's Lucas. It's a light garment. Amen. It's the covering of the saints. It's our innocence and perfection. Without that light covering, no man can stand before the presence of God. Amen. It talks of innocence. Amen. Hallelujah. It talks of your purity. It talks of your true state. Amen. Praise God. And that was the consciousness that Adam lost. Amen. Now, who took that consciousness away from Adam? Huh? Sin. Satan. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, how does Satan take away your light covering? True sin. Now, brother, what is sin in the first place? Do you know what true sin is? You know what true sin in the sight of God is? Sin is not drinking beer. Amen. Praise God. That is sin. Amen. The only thing that God commanded Adam to do was to keep himself.
Yes.
To keep the garden the way it is. That is the only commandment. That is to keep his spiritual state.
Yes.
Amen. The moment Adam took from the serpent, who took from the dog, the carnal man, or the knowledge that comes from the world, what happened? He became a flesh being. He became a human being. He lost that light identity he had. Simple. He did not retain the glory of God, the knowledge of the glory of God in him. He became what? Conformed into the image of what? The beast. That's the mark of the beast. Have you heard the mark of the beast? Praise God. That is the sin. Amen. Can you imagine the glory of God? The glory of God. The shame of the glory of God walking around in a snake, you know, whatever, covering with the back of the beast. Because we are what? The glory of God. Don't you understand? You shall not use my name in vain. Don't you understand that we are the glory of God? Praise God. But somewhere along the line, we've started to live like creatures of the dust, like creeping things. Oh, hallelujah. So God is saying today, we lost our garment simply because we were contaminated with the flesh. Contaminated with the knowledge of this age, this outer age. Hallelujah. Brethren, the knowledge that we receive in this outer world, that ties us to a material outer world, is not of God. Praise God. The knowledge that proceeds from men is from the depths of Satan. Hallelujah. Now people limit this thing to religion. It's beyond that. We're talking of the whole of humanity. Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou knowest not the what? The things that be of God, but the things that be of what? Of man. The things of man and Satan, they are what? They are one. Praise God. If you observe the preachings of Jesus, you will observe that he was always talking of a spiritual kingdom. He was always talking of spiritual things. Praise God. He never came here to preach about humanity, never came to preach to improve certain things or, you know, this thing that we see in churches today. No, he only came to preach the spiritual kingdom of God. If he talks of marriage, he's talking about spiritual marriage. Amen. Hallelujah. If he talks of family, he's talking of the family of his father. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know what I learned over the years? Tell your people around them the truth. Amen. If you have children, tell them who they are. Because you appear as a papa for only a season. all that one will pass away. That is truth, bitter truth. Men don't like this truth, but it's truth. God will tell them who they are. That they are what? Offspring of what? Of God. They have one father. Amen. Tell them the truth. Liberate them from it, because you will liberate yourself too. If you have children, tell them the truth. Amen. You are only papa for a moment, for a season. Even Paul wrote it. He said that we have had parents. We have had when we are human beings. When we walked as men, we had parents. Hallelujah. I have children too, eh? Don't think I don't have children. Some people say, maybe you don't get picked. I have children, let me just tell you. But don't flatter yourself. As a man, you are nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just tell them the truth, put everybody, they will be saved, and you too will be saved. Otherwise, you'll be what? Carried away with what? With the flood. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we have to have our treasures in heaven, beyond the door. Amen. You see, this thing that God is showing us in the book of Revelation is where our treasures should what? Be. Hallelujah. Is our sister talking of treasures? Someone talked of treasures yesterday in heaven. Our treasure should be here. Paul says that what? We should always have our hearts where? Above. From where our salvation comes. God is showing us where our mind should be. This is the throne room. The throne room of God. Hallelujah. That is where we will find the salvation we are looking for. Amen. That is where God is gathering all of us into that room. Where we sit with him on that throne. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you see the white garment talks of the righteousness of the saints. Praise God. They had the seven lamps of God. Who talks of the seven spirits of God? Seven spirits of God talk of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Which is the spirit of God given to us for our edification and transformation. Now, when you receive the Spirit of God, it's not just a matter of praise God. You've been doing this thing for many years. It's beyond that. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's talking about speaking the language of the Spirit. It's talking about speaking the language of God. Amen. Either you speak the language of man or you speak the language of God. Praise God. And I can assure you that the language of God is not aware of the natural things of man. Praise God. The language of God is a spiritual language. That is the language that Jesus Christ spoke whenever he spoke in parables. He was always speaking of spiritual things, God's kingdom, which is the only kingdom that exists. Nigeria does not exist. Britain does not exist. And all these things do not exist. But if you come in another 1 million years, it might be another name. Other countries might have come out of there. Things might have changed. These things are not eternal. Don't you understand my point? They do not exist in the mind of God. So the Spirit of God comes to transform us so that we live in the Spirit. We begin to walk in the Spirit. You see, when you walk according to the Spirit of God and you are quickened by the depths of God, the things that come out from the depths of God, you begin to be liberated from your, the hold to corruption. You know, some people have tried to be good, isn't it? But you can't be good, isn't it? God, I want to love. I can't love. Because a human being cannot what? Can't love. A man cannot do what? A flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom. It's not possible. It's not just possible. But you need the seven spirits of God. Hallelujah. It comes to illuminate your eyes. You begin to see the world from the perspective of God. Amen. Your mind is transformed. Hallelujah. Your thinking changes. Amen. It then comes recognition and love for the brethren. It's then you are purified. If you are a drug addict, if you are this, you are that. When you begin to recognize your true nature and you begin to speak according to the Spirit, you begin to be liberated from these things. Hallelujah. That is why the Spirit of God is given to us. Praise God. It is the Spirit of God in the first place that empowered Adam to live in the Garden of Eden. The breath of God is what kept Adam in the Garden of Eden. See it? It is what lifted Adam from the dust in the first place. If God is lifting us from the dust today, you have to receive what? The Spirit of God. Yes. Praise God. The spirit of man, which is the spirit of that thing that crossed on the earth, the serpent, will only keep you attached to the things of this world, this temporary world that is passing away. Praise God. There is another realm. Hallelujah. Praise God. There is a realm in the spirit. Most people are not aware of this realm. And even many of preachers, very few have entered into this realm. Very few have seen this realm. It exists. We've seen it. It is there. Hallelujah. Praise God. And God wants to bring these people to enter in. Hallelujah. No more outside the door. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the seven spirits have been sent to us. And if you look in chapter 5, suddenly in the place of those seven lambs, there were found what? There was found what? A lamb. You know what a lamp is? And yellow. Oh, sorry, this is not Italian. A sheep, a lamp. A lamp of God with the seven eyes on it. If you look properly, it was in the place of those seven lamps that lamp appeared. Praise God. And I tell you the truth, brethren, those of us who allow the Spirit of God take a hold on us and transform us, our thinking and everything, we are transforming to that very lamp of God, bringing salvation and leading people into the presence of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let us understand the will of God in this hour. Is that we enter in, brethren. Amen. Enter in means a total loss of our lives. See, we don't use spiritual power and might to gain this world. Because I observe that Christianity at times has been misinterpreted, you know, to mean gain of this world. It's not true. Christianity is gain of God. Gain of what? Our true identity. Christ is our reward. If we rediscover ourselves the way we are, that is our reward. Don't you understand my point? Because if we rediscover ourselves as sons of God, nothing else remains. You believe me?
Yes.
Nothing remains. Hallelujah. The money is not the problem anymore. Money is for problem who have, for people who don't have God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some people, they pursue money like fowl, from money to night. That is not the problem of the Son of God. Because the Son of God, all things are His. All things are what? His. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the thing about it is that gathering and gathering, at the end of the day, you discover that you can never even, you discover you don't have any. Jesus Christ says, mind that you hear. Amen. Mind that you hear. He says, the little thing. If you don't hear, the little thing that you have, or you think that you have as a man, will be what? Will be taken away. Are you listening? What you have as a man, if you don't hear the Spirit, I begin to know the truth of who you are. If you don't awake in the Spirit, the little thing that you think you have as a man will be what? Will be taken away from you. Praise God. You just go down the grave and no gain, nothing, no nothing. Hallelujah. But if you hear the Spirit of God, you what? You have all things in what? Abundance. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful?
Yes.
Praise God. Now, the Bible says that the ones round about the throne were what? Four creatures, isn't it? Four creatures. Where are they? Round about the throne. Now, where is the throne of God? Where is the kingdom of God? Hallelujah. Thank God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, there are four beasts round about that throne. And they were what? Worshipping the Lord. Continuously. Praise God. Now, notice that these four beasts had what? Eyes all over them. And they were what? Worshipping the Lord. Now, this is the state that God wants to bring us into. we were in perfect harmony with the Spirit of God. Praise hallelujah. Yeah. Where every aspect of our nature is harmonized with that of God. Are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
Now the eyes all over, talk about the enlightened eyes. You know the eyes, when the eyes are open, and you begin to discover that the only thing that exists is the glory of God and God's presence. If your eyes are open in the spirit, you will discover that everything that is seen is just a reflection of the glory of God. Apart from God, there is no other. There is no other being, no other thing exists apart from God. Praise God. When the eyes are totally illuminated, the eyes of the understanding. Hallelujah. You see, the nations that walk in relation to vanity are simply those people who have their eyes what? Closed. And as long as the eyes are closed, you begin to walk in relation to a material corrupt system. You begin to walk in relation to the natural. Praise God. And that is where you have uncontrollable lusts, isn't it? Uncontrollable tempers, ungovernable tempers, you know. Your whole world is what? Upside down. You cannot serve God, amen. Your thoughts are not in alignment with the thoughts of God, amen. Praise God. Your desires are not in alignment with the things of God. Because the heart is what? Fixed on vanity. But the Spirit of God wants to illuminate us to the point where we see only the Father and His glory. Praise God. That is why at times you have to really encourage people around you to move up with you when you are moving in. See, because at times comes when if you can't really relate to people anymore, like if they don't move on with you. You know that? There's a separation, there's a point of separation. See, that's why it's good to talk to your family members very well. It's good to talk, to preach. Let them know the truth. Because there's a time where they will not, things will begin to happen, they will not understand what's happening. Praise God. That is, you know, Jesus Christ, when he was moving, they thought he was mad. He was seeing another, he was moving in another realm. And that's what we are called to enter into, praise God. When we see only the glory of God. Every aspect of our life must be harmonized with the glory of God. Every aspect of my life must see only God. Only God, hallelujah. If I am seeing my brother or my sister there, what I'm seeing by the eye of the Spirit is what the glory of God, what God sees. Not what man sees. Not what I was taught by man. Praise God. You know when Jesus Christ gave parables? You know what he was doing? Those parables that he gave were simply the eye view of God. Do you know that? You see, the things that are created are all created by him and for him, for his pleasure. Praise God. Everything reflects the glory of God. Amen. If I look at the hair of my sister, I can begin to look in the spirit and know what God is talking about. If I look at her eyes, I can know what rather eyes are there. Praise God. Jesus Christ, when he made parables about the sower, he made parables about marriage feast, he made parables and all that. You see, his mind was in alignment with the mind of God. Because God, when God sees the sower, he only thinks of his kingdom. See, God is not aware of the things of men. Let me just tell you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's only his kingdom that's what he's interested in, his kingdom. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
See, when you begin to see in the spirit, you begin to be loose. If you have a problem with lust, if you have a problem, all these things begin to melt away. When you have the mind of Christ working in you. Praise God. This is the regeneration that God is calling us to do. Amen. Subjection to Christ means that putting on the mind of Christ. The mind, no more our mind, not the mind of a man. You know the man of gatherings? Remember him? He was wild, uncontrollable, untamable. The Bible says people tried to tame him. People tried to put him under subjection. But they could not. He would always cut the chains and move on. He would go about cutting himself among thorns. Shouting day and night, wild, untamable. You see, but when he confronted Jesus, Jesus gave him his deliverance. And you can see that he was seated at the feet of Jesus. We talk about subjection to Christ. It's only when we are subjected to Christ that we can live. The four creatures in him became aligned with the Christ. Subject to Christ means putting on the mind of Christ. Now if you put on the mind of Christ, that means trouble does not exist. Believe it or not, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Jesus born in a manger, did not exist in the mind of Jesus when he walked as the Christ. A Jesus born in a manger did not exist. In fact, when they called the mother, they told him, look, your mother is outside though. He said, who is my mother? Who is my mother? He told her, these are my mother and my brethren. If you do that one today, they're not going to say you're crazy. They go say you don't call. Hallelujah. Because he had the mind of Christ. That was the mind of Christ functioning in Jesus. He had divorced himself from that human identity. Hallelujah. He remembered from where he fell. He remembered that he was the one in the beginning with the Father. He remembered that he was the one that the Father said, let him be in my image and in my likeness. He remembered from where he fell and divorced himself from that human identity. In likewise manner, we have to begin to remember that before the mountains where we are. We have to begin to remember that we are the stars of God that shouted for joy when the foundation of the earth were laid. We have to remember that we have a life without beginning and without end. Amen. And when we remember, we have to say what? I go to the Father. The Father is the one seated on the throne beyond the door. I go to the Father back in oneness, that place I came out from. That place I fell from. He said, well, remember from where you are. Remember. Hallelujah. Remember Michael Jackson. Remember the times. Remember the times when we were in paradise. Remember the times when we had everything under our feet. Before we became men, you know, living in poverty. Struggling for money. How to eat, what to wear. What will happen tomorrow? Will I go to hell? Lost all trace of whom a loving Father. For we lost the knowledge of the nature of our Father. We started to say a monster beyond the veil. A monster is waiting for you to get you. Who is that man? I'm going to put him in hell. Hallelujah. That is what religion and, you know, all these are from the knowledge of good and evil. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we have to allow ourselves to be aligned with Christ. It's sacrifice. It's sacrifice. It's not easy. This is where the work is. It's not by preaching, come to people wearing a tie and, you know, preaching a good sermon. No. This is the work, is exercising ourselves in Christ. Bringing ourselves down. The beast in us. We have to exercise ourselves in Christ. And as we do this, that door will be open for us to go beyond. Hallelujah. It's a realm of joy. Hallelujah. When you are there, you'll see people, you'll be sorry for people. Hallelujah. You'll be there watching, you'll be seeing people, you'll be sorry. You don't know what to, you see, you will understand what Jesus Christ said, what he meant when he said, Father, forgive them. For they don't know what they're doing. Because the whole world is what? Blind. Blinded by what? The God of this age. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now let's move on. So the Bible says that before the throne, there was what? A crystal, a sea of crystal. Hallelujah. Now that is the view of the one that seated on the throne. Amen. Amen. It was before him that seated upon the throne. That is the view that we have when we come back to our senses. Are you listening, brethren? No more seas that what? You know the sea that carry you up. One moment you are up, the next moment down. One moment you are praising God, the next moment. It's a realm of turbulence. Amen. Put on the news. Listen to the news. Amen. When you're coming back, you look at the post office, your postman, whether there's a letter. Isn't it? I don't know how it functions here. Amen. But people normally share the post office back in Italy. The post, your post box. Never know what's inside. Amen. So you see, you have all this turbulence in life. Turbulence, amen. Health problems, lack, sense of lack, always sense of lack. Amen. Some of us will pray that our, well, you know, it is a place where you never, a black man never gets opportunities. I remember a point in time when we entered Italy and God miraculously, we got to places that no black man has ever worked before in that country. We earn salaries that even white men, managers can never earn. And you see, but when you get those kind of things, you will discover that like more there is some, you will never be satisfied. Isn't it? I bet if Abiola was satisfied, he wouldn't be dead today. This is a man that had nothing as a child. You see, but he died for something because he was not, you are not satisfied. The elements of this world cannot satisfy a man. There is no peace for a man. There is no peace for the wicked. Somebody said the wicked is somebody that put someone that went to a witch doctor at home. All men are wicked. Are you listening? All men are what? Wicked. Jesus Christ said, you being wicked. You see, all men are what? Wicked. A man is a what? He's a devil. You see, you have to, don't deceive yourself. When I look at myself in the mirror as a man, I don't deceive myself. Praise God. I try to look beyond and avoid that face. I look beyond and see the spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. All men are devils. So when you say the wicked is man. So there's no rest for the wicked. No rest. You keep lusting day and night and keep getting angry and keep getting bitter and keep getting your ambitions and all of that. But when you are seated on the throne, when you come back to that place, hallelujah, you see the crystal sea before thee. All you see is the glory of God before you day and night. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus Christ prayed. He said, Father, I pray that you will bring them to the place where they will behold my glory. The glory that you've given me. Praise God. That's where we'll be for throughout eternity. Just watching, beholding the glory of God. Let men go about struggling. We'll just be there watching the glory of the Father. Beholding the beauty of God. That's what the psalmist says. He says a day in the house of God is better than a thousand years. I would rather be in the house of God than, you know, in the tent of wickedness. You know the tent of wickedness? In man. In your consciousness as a man. If you are in God's temple, you cannot be a man. You see, if you enter through this gate, you are no more a man. Men cannot see life. A man can. That's why Paul says that, you see, the man, you see, Jesus Christ has brought to light, to world, to light, immortality and life. He said, him that dwelleth in immortal light, which no man can see. No man can approach. A man cannot approach God. That is why the beast in those days could not approach Mount Sinai. Otherwise, they are what? Stoned. A beast cannot approach God. It's only man that can approach God. When I talk of man, I talk of the true man. That's the one created in the image of God. That is the one that can approach God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the psalmist says that he just wants to behold the glory of God. To behold the beauty of the Lord. To inquire in his temple, the temple of the Lord. That is all that we should seek for, brethren. Amen. And it is beyond the what? The door. Amen. Beyond that door. When you go beyond that veil, the door, all are the same. When you go beyond, you will begin to see beauty of God, the love of God. Hallelujah. It is a, how do I put it? It's a realm you enter into. Everything is holy. Everything is beautiful. Hallelujah. You walk into a realm. Even some of these things that you hear, music, things that you look at as worldly things, when you are tuned to the Spirit, you begin to discover that these things are all related to the Father. It's a realm of love. Amen. This love song that I see people singing between themselves, you think about, these are love songs in the Spirit between you and the Father. I'm serious. In that realm, everything is beautiful, everything is holy. Amen. Everything's of, you just see only the glory of God. You just see the glassy, you are seated, and nothing can take away your peace. Jesus Christ says, in that day, no man can do what? Take away your peace. You can see that it's men that take away the peace of people. Men, it's the wisdom of man that takes away your peace. See? Praise God. I always told you that man and devil, they are one. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God. So this is where we are coming. Now we see why Jesus Christ was in the boat. You know what the boat was? There was turbulence in the sea. What happened? He was once sleeping like a baby. People were crying, Jesus, you want us to die? See, oh, yeah, oh, Jesus, let us hold life with you, Lord. Jesus Christ woke up. What is happening? Oh, you men of little faith. Because in our realm, he does not see the turbulence. He sees the glass sea. He's seated on the throne. Hallelujah. And that is where we sit in our realm. That is the place God brings us to. Perfect peace, stillness. Hallelujah. The problem is not the money. Remember when Jesus Christ came to the disciples? He told them, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. You know, they thought he was talking of bread. Oh, he said, oh, you people of little faith. Why didn't you there when I turned 5 loaves of bread to 5,000? Is that my problem? No. It's not my problem. That was a small thing. What he simply says is that keep yourself from the lies of men. Because the lies of men defile you. The lies of men hide the seed of God in you. The lies of men hide the glory of God in you. The lies of men hide the fact that you are son of God. The lies of men is that thing that robs you of your true identity. You go out there and tell people that you are one with God. Men, they will hold the holy crusade to crucify you. Praise God. They will pray night and day for you. That one has missed it. Jesus Christ says the time will come. Anybody killing you would think that he's doing service to God. But they don't know him. They don't have the revelation of what God is. But you have it, brethren. Hallelujah. Amen. At times the elders will hold meeting and gather you. Sit you down. Hallelujah. Come, what did you hear? What did you say? Sit, what did you repeat? Come. Do you know how many years I've been a Christian? Are you trying to tell me? Hallelujah. Praise God. But stand your ground. If you have the revelation, stand your ground and enter into your rest. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. So this is the door that God is ministering to us through his hour, brethren. There's urgency in it. This is the message I've been receiving throughout the time when I entered London. That we should, the time is fulfilled. Stop her playing around. Amen. Enough of knowledge. Amen. Enough of, you know, dream. Amen. Enough. We've done this thing for so many years. Hallelujah. The time has come to enter into the door. The time comes when God says to Noah, what? Come in. And he does what? Shuts the door. And Noah enters into life. He enters into what? Life. Pleasures. Hallelujah. He then enters into the delights of God. Oh, hallelujah. Joy. Joy that knows no limit. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. This is our desire. This is our hope. That where he is where we'll be. This is our calling, brethren. Hallelujah. Let us not be divided. Let us not be discouraged. Let us cheer up ourselves and, you know, move on. Look around you. These things that we are holding on to, they are living, they are moving. Amen. It's either we are going down with the people that didn't enter with Noah. You know what it means to go down? Going down into death. You know when you go down into the depths of the sea, you have what they call the abyss. And the abyss is the place where you have, you know, the dead. The further you go, the darker it becomes. You are further and further away from the light, from the truth. See, and some people will carry on in the deceit of their humanity. Carry on, and it's just destruction. Destruction and death. But there's a generation that will do what? Enter into that door and enter into their rest. Our desire right now is to what? Enter into rest. Father, give us that grace. Father, give us that grace. Hide our eyes from vanity. Let our treasures be beyond that door. God has given us, what, you know what God has done to us today? He has shown us what is beyond the door. Hallelujah. What awaits us when we go beyond there? Hallelujah. What should we strive for? Not to enter in. Come up hither. That's the voice of the Lord in this hour. Come up hither. Amen. And simply by allowing the seven spirits of God to transform your mind. No more think like a man. No more walk like a man. Hallelujah. Amen. Begin to see God. See what God sees. Begin to speak what God sees. Begin to enter into the realm of eternity. A realm that does not pass away. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. If I know Tokuma, my brother Tokuma after the flesh. Amen. Hallelujah. Or my sister after the flesh. That knowledge will pass away. See, but if I recognize in the way we were from the foundation of the world, it will never pass away. When Jesus Christ resurrected, what did he tell the disciples? John. He says, I go to my Father and my God and all that exists is only God and the Son. The Father and the Son. That all that exists. It's only we and God that exist. We in God. And God knows that is all that exists. Every other knowledge is what? Is vanity. We pass away. Praise God. So we must awake to this reality. Learn to love one another, respect one another, wash one another's feet. Amen. Amen. Serve one another. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Then that door, we'll see that door opening. I think we read it in Peter's yesterday. An entrance that God has ministered to us in this hour. To enter into the everlasting kingdom of joy. Joy, hallelujah. Amen. Joy, hallelujah. Amen. You must sing joy. Joy, oh praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Joy, joy. Joy, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. You shall see his face with joy. Amen. Gladness, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God, oh hallelujah. You shall see his face with joy. Amen. And you shall feel currents, torrents passing through you. Amen. You shall see a faith that you shall, oh hallelujah. You shall see faith. Faith, hallelujah, boldness, and a realm of high, a dimension that is unknown to man, of peace and beauty and joy, glory, hallelujah. Amen. That is where God is calling us into. Father, we cast out the spirit of fear. Amen. We cast out the spirit of fear. Let that spirit of fear disappear. Hallelujah. Cause us to trust you. Let us trust you, hallelujah. When Noah entered through that door, he trusted you that you will bring him to an expected end.
Yes.
Father, give us the ability to trust you, for you are a faithful God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You brought Noah to an expected end. You placed him upon the pinnacle of Zion. Hallelujah. We trust you, O God. Forgive us of our, you know, unbelief. Glory be to your name, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.